Hi, Dov Gordon here from The Alchemist Entrepreneur at dovgordon.net. That's dovgordon.net. And today it's time to dig into this alchemist analogy that I've been using and see what we can learn from it. I'd like to share this with you through an audio podcast format because it's more personable than simply writing it out. Let's begin by taking a look at what I consider to be the three guiding principles of The Alchemist Entrepreneur. Number one is align yourself with reality. Number two is leverage in everything you do. And number three is focus on having the greatest impact. So again, that's reality, leverage, and impact. Let's look at each one of these in a little bit greater depth. So number one is reality. Align yourself in everything you do with reality. Be consistent with reality. Now, as simple and as obvious as that sounds, you and I know that very few people actually live their lives that way. It's not that easy. You see, If I could, that brick wall at the end of the road over there, right? You're not going to drive through that because that brick wall is reality and it's clear. It's crystal clear. It's not debatable. You know that if you're either you align yourself with reality and drive around that wall, or you're going to be breaking yourself against reality. But when it comes to things that are somewhat more amorphous, not as easy to see, so we find that more and more people are breaking themselves against reality. So for example, you have advertising, which is all focused on the company. Advertising, look how great our company is, look how great our product is, but it's not really coming from the point of view of the customer and what they need and their problems and what they're looking to achieve and to have and to feel and so on. And the reality is that people will only buy if they see a reason to buy, and the reasons they see are going to be something that they care about, that will benefit them. Another reality is that we human beings tend to overcomplicate things. We take something that really could and should be simple, and we somehow let it become this big mammoth problem or this big mammoth fog, and then we get lost inside it. So the reality is, though, that most things are at their core simple, or they can be simple. If you zero in to that underlying structure and focus on that, okay? And that's one of the things that we need to learn how to do. And that's one of the things that we focus on at The Alchemist Entrepreneur and the website and in our articles and our podcasts and in our work is learning how to see the underlying structure so that it is just as clear as that brick wall. So we can leverage it for ourselves. And that's the second point, of course, right? Another reality is that things take time. Many people would like to believe that their business can be an overnight success if they just hang around long enough and kind of do the things that they enjoy doing, they want to do. The truth is, of course, that there really are no overnight successes, and that building a business that you'll be proud of, that will give you the freedom that you want, that will give you the choices that you want, that will bring you the kinds of customers that you really want, it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes focus and concentration. And this, of course, comes in all its various forms. It's easy to point to someone else and say, right? But I think we've all fallen for the desire to try to get a quick result without having to pay the price at one time or another in our lives. And we probably all need to wrestle with that little devil from time to time. So we need to keep that reality clear. Now let's look at leverage. The second principle is leverage everything. So leverage is all about getting more results with the same or less effort, expense, time, and so on. Now, when you spend time on the tasks that you're not so good at, for whatever reason, whether it's an attempt to save money or whether you have some other excuse, you couldn't find somebody, whatever the excuse is, that is not leverage. And in the long run, you're not saving time and you're not saving money. So leverage says, figure out what are the three key activities, the three most valuable activities, and spend most of your time on that. Another example, too many small businesses are overextending themselves. You're overwhelmed, you're overworked, and you're under-rewarded because you're trying to do too many things at a time, probably because you believe that you need to, which of course is a violation of reality because you don't need to. So, putting all your energies and time, money, and attention into too many different projects ensures that each project suffers. This is like pouring a dozen foundations but never putting up the building. What I'd like you to realize is that the opposite of leverage is handicap. The third principle of The Alchemist Entrepreneur is impact. And that is always be focused on doing the things where you can have the greatest impact, where you can make the greatest contribution. Impact on the lives of others, we mean. Contribution to the lives of others, we mean. Now, thinking about how you need to make a sale because you need to pay the bills or you need whatever it is that you need is pretty much going to ensure that you're not thinking about your customers or the people you want as customers and what they need and how you can really have the biggest impact on them and their lives through your products and services. So the truth is, the reality is that the only way to build a strong business over time is to continuously look for ways to have a greater and greater impact on the people that you really care about, the people that you want as customers. And by the way, if you don't care about your customers, you're in the wrong business. When you don't care about your customers, or when you're really focused mostly on yourself and making the sales, you end up with, the extreme is companies like Enron and all the banking problems we had because in 2008, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on, and leading up to that, is because we're just trying to make a buck without actually having an impact. And you may get filthy rich doing that. You really might. You might get filthy rich, but most likely it'll be a flash in the pan. That's if you have, that's if you're extremely aggressive and have few scruples. But if you're also the kind of person who is just too focused on yourself and worried about yourself, but you don't have that, you also have scruples, then your situation is going to be one where you're struggling. You're struggling in your own business just to have the kind of success that you, your talent, your intelligence, your skill level really justifies and deserves. So you don't want to do that. You want to be focusing your mind and your activities on where can we have the greatest impact on the lives of others, right? Who can you help? You know, the opposite of impact is being self-absorbed and worrying about yourself too much. Worrying, I don't care if it's worrying about rejection, worrying about what other people will say. These are also, that's a form of being self-absorbed. Get over it, get over yourself, and start to focus on what you can do for other people, okay? Who can you help? Think ahead, 2-3 years from now. Who will you be helping through your products and services? And then start with today. Who can you help today? And get these images really clear in your mind, you know? And then just go and take that first step today. Because the reality is, as we talked about, things take time, right? So you've got to start today. And leverage says that you should focus on one or two projects so that you can make those projects excellent. Build one magnificent building first, and then go on to build another magnificent building. You'll have a track record, you'll have an experience, you'll have relationships, you'll have everything already set up that you can build on. And don't worry about that. The fool who's running around building a lot of foundations because he's afraid if I don't grab all this land, there won't be any land left. There'll always be more land. And finally, focus again on the impact. Focus on having the greatest impact that you can have today on the greatest number, because the greater your impact, the greater your income. One of the areas that small companies struggle is in attracting a continuous, steady flow of first-rate customers who gladly do business with you on your terms. Now, if you love what you do, but you're finding that the marketing or the sales piece of it is quite a challenge. So each month, I do 5 to 10 free strategy sessions with qualified entrepreneurs, qualified business owners. I call it Attract First-Rate Customer Strategy Session. Now, if you take advantage of one of these, if you qualify and you take advantage of one of these, in this session, you will create a sense of clarity about the first-rate customers that you really want to have. It's really important. You'll also find out the essential building blocks for having the first-rate customers that you will love to have in your business. You're going to discover the number one thing stopping you from having the customers that you really want. You're going to identify the most powerful actions that will give you a steady stream of the customers that you desire. And finally, you'll complete this strategy session with the excitement of knowing exactly what to do next to get the customers that you truly want in a systematic, continuous, and predictable way. So if you're the owner of a business and you feel that a key next step for you is to get very systematic and very strategic about getting as many new customers as you can possibly handle, then you are the kind of person who will gain tremendously from this free strategy session. So to reserve your private one-on-one Attract First-Rate Customer Strategy Session, email me at dovegordon@gmail.com. That's D as in David, O, V as in Victor, G-O-R-D-O-N @gmail.com. Now include your contact information and your time zone. And also tell me a little bit about why now is a good time for you to have this strategy session with me so that I have that little bit of background. And then I'll get back to you as soon as possible to schedule that. So this has been Dov Gordon from The Alchemist Entrepreneur, dovegordon.net. And if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please send the link to 3 friends right now, 3 other business owners, and other entrepreneurs who you think will benefit from this, people who are looking for more customers, people who you and I together can have a little bit of an impact, contribute something to their lives today. Please do that. They'll thank you, and so will I. Have a great day.